Good afternoon, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. Welcome to my show, Spirits Can Exist on the Sun. Our purpose here on this world, on this planet, from the day we were born to the day we die, is to develop ourselves spiritually. And by the way, we do have a spirit in our bodies. And it's made of light energy, and that light energy is made of electrons, and the spirit can exist in fire, whether it's the fire down below the surface of the earth in hell or in heaven on the sun. So welcome, my friends, from everywhere around the world. Hopefully you're listening to my show. I'm expecting a guest today in Santiago, Chile. From Santiago, Chile. He should be calling in, hopefully. I communicated with him on Facebook, and this young man, he was a security guard at an apartment complex I used to live in, and my last duty assignment in the Army in Caracas, Venezuela, from 2001 to 2004. I befriended all of the security guards there, and I was making pretty good money in the Army. I was a sergeant first class, E7, with about 20 years. When I first got there, 22 when I retired. So with all the perks and the benefits of living overseas, I was making maybe $70,000 a year. And do you know how much those security guards there in Caracas, Venezuela were making at the time I was there? They made about $300 a month. They had to pay for their rent. They had to pay for all the food. If they had a family, any medical expenses, dental expenses. If they had a car, they had to pay for that. Gasoline, repairs, $300 a month. Wow. So anyway, I helped them all out. I was giving them money because I'm a generous guy, you know. Seemed like the right thing to do. I had money to spare. Occasionally, I would take a trip to go up to Detroit and visit my son. I made about 5 trips over those 2.5 years. Anyway, so we've always been in touch on Facebook, but last week, we were communicating. It had been a while since we last did, maybe a couple, 3 years at least, when he said, I wish there was some other way we could communicate. And I said, yes, there is. You can call and be on my radio show. You can be a guest. So here's a young man that he made something of himself. He went to college, got a degree, I do believe. I'll find out if he calls for sure. And I think he got married. He's got a couple of children. Yeah, I know that for sure, because he was always posting pictures of them. Beautiful young boys. They've got to be at least 10, 15 years old now. You need to ask him that. Anyway, well, how are you all doing today? I'm out here in my back patio. It's been raining today. It was raining this afternoon. Right now, the sun's going down, and it's windy. It's going to rain some more later on today, tonight. The air has been refreshed, but the rain came down pretty hard for about maybe 30 minutes. And I got an opportunity to do some singing today with a microphone. I hooked up my karaoke equipment, which consists of some speakers, a mixer, wireless microphone, my laptop with all these downloads, music. And I jammed about 10, 12 songs. And so now I feel tuned up. You know, I got my groove on. Well, how'd you all like my last show? I know I talked about some controversial subjects. And it seems like, you know, nowadays with the COVID situation, and I hope you're doing all right out there. You're staying healthy, well. May God keep you safe and well, all of us. It's been rough for some people. I know we've lost a lot of people all around the world. And I think it's important that we, as it is when you catch the flu, all those years in the past, times I've gotten sick, it's been nasty, you know, when you get the flu, kind of feel like you're dying in a way. You have to make some changes, right? For me, I've always related feeling sick to something that I've eaten. It's just me, you know, in my opinion. And so I've narrowed down some things that I can't eat that has gotten me sick before in the past. Nuts, I can't handle eating a lot of nuts. Coffee and tea, I don't know why. I used to be able to, but not anymore. Because I'm getting older. I'll be 66, and let me see, today's the 25th. So 15 more days, I'll be 66. Yes. Now I'll start getting my Social Security. All right. Been putting into Social Security for 47 years. Now I'm ready to collect. That'll be a nice supplement to my income. Yes. That'll be great. And then with my job I've got right now, making good money with the Army. And to count my years of active duty, which is 22, over 6 as a contractor, and then I'll have 10 years as a civilian on the 2nd of August. That is about a little over 38 years working for the Army. And it's been a good life. Many, many, many thanks to the Army for helping to change my life for the better. So with the COVID situation, you know, things have just totally changed. And now more than ever, I see that we're having to do, the pressure is on to do things differently, to be more truthful in all that we do, to get to know who we really are, just the chance to do it. We're coming together as one. The human race is one. We are interconnected in a way, separate, but still connected. And so we're all feeling this together, right? What can we do? We can pray. Pray to our Creator. Whether you believe it's just the Father God, and the Father God does exist. But I believe in the Mother and Father God because, and I've talked about this many times before, the logic is you can't have children without a mother and father. Do you think a father can create children by himself? How? Can you explain to me how a father can create children by himself? That's, of course, if you believe that we are children of God. I don't know, how else, zombies, what else will we be, you know? Lots of people call Jesus the only Son of God. Oh, my God. I get tired of hearing that. Even when Jesus taught us how to pray, our Father who art in heaven, but I don't know, there seems to be a flaw in the rationale of some Christians out there. Without being too negative, but don't mean to offend you. Oh, you're so sensitive. I'm sorry. You know, it's almost like some Christians are still in kindergarten and need to graduate, you know, to the first grade, second grade, third grade, whatever. I know that religion's a good stepping stone, but hello? Religion is a money-making business? Yes? You think they're really concerned about what's truthful and our welfare and what's right and what's wrong? But don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, my friends, because I do believe in the Bible. It's just not all of it, okay? I think it's the best count of history from that time in the past in any other book. It's an account of divine intervention like the world has never seen before. All those miracles that Jesus performed, all the miracles that Moses performed. No other book talks about that. And I believe, I know in my heart of hearts, it really did happen. And Jesus died on the cross, but I don't think it was for our sins. If you need forgiveness for your sins, my friend, pray to your mother and father in heaven. They'll forgive you. You can pray to Jesus, too, if you want, but he doesn't have as much power as the mother and father God. Jesus died on the cross. The greatest miracle of all was when he came back to life. The resurrection really did happen. It really did. And I've talked about this before. Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, was not the same Jesus as the Jesus who died on the cross. And I've talked about this on many shows before in the past. And you can check it out on the internet, too. And in accordance with the book, Iuba, The Golden Planet, you see, at that time, many years ago, a little over 2,000 years ago, right, the world was in a sorry state of affairs. There was much negativity and evil going on at that time. And so, therefore, it was appropriate to intervene. But it was the extraterrestrials out there who have guardianship of our planet, who have been monitoring our civilization for thousands of years. It was then, in accordance with the Mother and Father God and the spirit world, because they're in touch when they get that advanced spiritually and technologically, they're in touch with the spirit world and wouldn't do anything contrary to the wills or the will of the Supreme Creator. That's one thing they have over us, because we do a lot of wrong on this planet, but always doing things the wrong way, I've noticed. So when we're born, my friends, we come from an existence. We weren't just born and then our spirits and souls began at that time. No, we existed before. The thing is, though, now check this out. Listen to this. We were made to forget our past life, our pre-existence, our past lives. Why? Because this world is a Category 1 planet, a very special learning environment where you learn basic social values. And there's a lot of war and killing. Am I right? Am I right? You know I'm right. We have seen a lot of terribly cruel and evil things going on in our past in this world. People killed by the millions throughout the years, last century, those wars alone. World War I, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam War, Desert Storm, the Iraq War, Afghanistan War. You don't know a lot of other people who died besides the numbers they give you, right? Millions, suffice it to say, millions of people have died just in the last century alone, not to mention the previous century, the Civil War. Long before that, the Revolutionary War. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people killed for no good reason. No good reason. No good reason. Will we keep that up? Is peace possible? I think it is. We can do it. And believe it or not, this COVID situation is helping us. It is changing things. Unfortunately, it had to happen that way, it seems. But don't blame me for it. If you want to blame anybody, blame the couple who are in control of this world, the Mother and Father God, who are in control of our entire solar system, my friends, in the spirit world. Now, you know there's a spirit world besides this one, right? Your eyes and your head. Aren't they miraculous how you can look around, see things? I see. I'm looking at stuff right now. How about you? But when you close your eyes at night, with other eyes, the eyes of the spirit. And you dream, you go into those dream lands, spirit lands. That's where we're from. So we had a pre-existence. We just were made to forget because, as I said, this is a very special learning environment. The lowest rung of the evolutionary ladder, my friends, planet Earth. It is. And there are other planets out there of a higher category. The object is for us to graduate from this existence with honors. Now, there's some competition for you, competition-minded people out there, and I just see everybody is competition-minded. One thing or another. So involved with competition. That's okay, you know. That's who we are. The NBA is getting ready to start. Football, baseball's already started. Competition. We love competition, don't we? Winning and losing. But there's more than that. That's okay. It pushes us to our limits. It helps us to excel. It feels good to win. It'll give you a trophy, extra money. Hey, that's good, right? You can think about it for the rest of your life. I did this. I'm so proud of having done that. And that's good. I can remember some things I'm very proud of that involve competition. People do push you to your limits. Take, for example, the Olympics. Unfortunately, they were postponed for this year in Tokyo, but they'll be there next year, hopefully, God willing, right? And when I say God, I mean either the Father God or the Mother God or both of them together or the Supreme Creator of the universe. But in Tokyo next year, there's going to be a lot of good competition. What I like most are the 100-meter, 200-meter, 400-meter, 4x100-meter relay. Anything with the running, short runs, I like the 5,000, the 10,000, the 800-meter. That's some good stuff. I'll watch a lot of videos on YouTube of competitions before in the past. You know, the World Championships last year in Doha. And before that, the Olympics. In, actually, no, they had the that previous World Championships were in 2017, then the Olympics in Rio. We had the Olympics before that in London in 2012. And in 2008, where did they have that, those Olympics? But anyway, now that's some good competition when you got some guys or women racing each other to see who's the fastest. That's what I like. Because I'm a runner. I ran a mile today. I ran a mile yesterday and day before. I'm going to try to keep this 1 mile a day running up. And you know what? I feel good because it exercises the lungs, for one thing, and the heart better than anything else. I've been doing a lot of sprints, but it's all about the lungs, exercising the lungs. And with this COVID situation, people aren't getting outside as much, I think, now. Not getting that fresh air and sunshine. Come on. I go to the track, or I went to the base today, 6.5 miles away, or I'll run around the neighborhood. So it feels good afterwards, you know, the endorphins get going, and I feel like I'm on automatic for the rest of the day. Thing is, some people will try to run too far. They feel the need to run 2 miles, 4 miles, 5, 10. That's when you start getting injuries, you know. But 1 mile a day, check it out on the internet. I read some people were doing it. It's a nice challenge. Try it. And I've got some recommendations, too. Since we're on the subject of doing things right, I'll tell you about what's been working for me. Socks. Now, that is a huge issue with me. It has been before, over these last couple of years. I, for months, wasn't wearing any socks. I was looking at women. I was saying, women, they know the right thing. They know what's happening. They know that socks aren't really good to wear. Most of the women at work don't wear socks. But in retrospect, and now I'm thinking, I see women wearing high heels. And I'm thinking to myself, why on earth would a woman do that to her feet? That is like self-torture. Do they look good? I don't think so. Some people might think so, but I can't believe that. My mother, I saw her feet. They were all misshapen with bunions. As a result of a lifetime of wearing shoes that don't fit properly, the ones that don't provide the proper support, I'm thinking to myself, what the heck are you doing? Are you out of your mind? Why are you wearing those shoes? They're not good for you. You know that. But who am I to judge you because you got free will? I understand all that. I'm just saying. And socks. Socks are good when you run. Here come some birds. I guess I pushed some buttons. But you know I'm right. If you're listening to my show, even if you're not, I'm sending these messages out there into the atmosphere. What if God were to say to you, when you're about to strap on those high heel shoes, with tall high heel shoes, and then I've even seen some women running in them, don't do that. They're not good for you. Do what's right. Be truthful to yourself. Help make the world a better place. Wear shoes that provide more support. Your feet will thank you at the end of the day. At the end of the day. So I see a lot of people wearing these no-show socks. No-show socks. I tried them. Even the great marathon runners today wear these socks. But you know what's coming up nowadays? And you've seen a commercial recently on television for the CopperFit compression socks. That's the latest fad, my friends, and it's working. It works. They do provide the support you need when you strap on those shoes. Let me explain why. The biomechanics of a human being walking on the ground. We are not meant to be wearing shoes. When you throw on a couple of slabs of rubber underneath your feet, that kind of messes with the biomechanics of a human being walking. Does that make sense? I speak logic, my friends. On my show, you know, I do talk about controversial subjects. So no offense if I bursted your bubble. Please continue to listen, even if you don't. I don't care. I mean, if you don't want to believe in me, why should I believe in you? Socks, no-show socks. So during the week, I'm working out here in my patio. I'm teleworking, right? I'm standing. I've got a stand workstation. I stand all day. So I tried wearing the no-show socks. Go out running, right? Run around the neighborhood, 1 mile, come back. I'm standing all day. The sock that gives me the best support, you can consider this a commercial, my friends. Are these athletic socks that come halfway up my leg. Kind of like compression socks. Let me explain why. Because when you put on some shoes on your feet, that best resembles the biomechanics of not having any shoes, walking barefooted like a human being is supposed to. But with no-show socks, or no socks at all, then it's not as good. And I can stand all day with these tall socks and feel good. At the end of the day, my feet will feel all right. But if I go out running with those no-show socks on, short socks, work on the computer all day, standing up here on my patio, which is a concrete patio. My feet hurt. Why is that? Because tall socks work better. There's a dove out there making his plaintive call. I think I might have pushed some wrong buttons. And when I start talking about women in their shoes, I know I'm just asking for hell. So forgive me, please, if I offended you, anyone. But you know I talk about controversial subjects. Last week I talked about abortion. So we're all entitled to our opinion, are we not? And like I said, I saw my mother's feet before she died, all misshapen with bunions. I just question, why do women do that to themselves? Why do men wear neckties and strangle themselves? I just can't do that myself. You know, I think having a necktie on and a suit is a good thing, you know? You look sharp. A man looks sharp. But if you're going to do that, please, man, buy yourself a shirt that has the right neck size so you don't strangle yourself. You can get a shirt like if you're size 16 neck. Get yourself a size 17 shirt so you can snap up that top button and put your tie on. It still look good, but you won't be strangling yourself, okay? You know what I'm talking about? So you can put your finger right there on your neck, and you'll be good to go, right? Amen. Well, that's what I do on my show, my friends. I talk about any subject that comes to mind. Try not to hold anything back, because we are trying to prepare ourselves for eventual contact with extraterrestrials. We want the truth to be told. Was Roswell true? Did it really happen? Why is the government still hiding that from us after all these years? Well, it's got to do with national security, but the bottom line is they're hiding the truth. And it's time now, I think, with this COVID, we don't want the truth hidden anymore. And with Black Lives Matter, we don't want people lying anymore to us. We want to be equal. I'm married to an African-American woman. Her daughter, my stepdaughter, and three grandchildren are living here in the house with us. My sister got married to a black man and had five children, actually four with him, one and another one with another black man. But you know what? They're human beings. And these policemen that are out there, I've seen some movies about the way things were back in the 60s and before then, you know, the way they were treated throughout the United States, especially in the South. It makes me ashamed to even be associated with that, you know. I was born in Canada. I was a Canadian citizen until 1988. You don't hear about racial integration in Canada. They're cool, you know. English people are more cool, I think, than Americans when it comes to equality. There's a lot of equality. They're very sensitive to inequality in England. But here in the United States, I mean, some redneck, for lack of a better way of describing them, prejudice, bias, bigots, Ku Klux Klan, people. I mean, how could you even consider them like human beings? Their intelligence is like, their IQ is, you know, like out of a kindergarten person. You need to grow up, you know, get smarter. Realize, hey, take a look at this baby here. Two babies, right? One's white, one's black. What's the difference? But the black one, it doesn't have the same rights. It's not as equal as the white one. No. Okay. I don't mean to offend people. But these things need to be talked about, right? You know, I'm a good man. You notice I haven't said any swear words. I don't say swear words. But I believe that we really need to help make the world a better place. Point out all of these areas that need improvement, that need the right way of doing things, you know. No more lying to each other. Let the truth ring out and the banners fly. And God, Mother and Father God in heaven, they're there. That's one thing, too, that we can start by making the world a better place. We start making the world a better place. We need more female leadership. That's why I strongly urge you, when Mr. Biden picks his running mate sometime very soon, that you would consider the ramifications of having a female vice president, that it would make the world a better place. I do believe so, and I'm entitled to my opinion. I believe that Hillary Clinton would have been good for us. And another thing, too, my friends out there, I say do away with the Electoral College. It is antiquated. It is way, way in the past, not working kind of stuff, you know? Even in 1968, did you see the program on CNN, 1968? They were saying back then, we need to do away with the Electoral College, you know, because what matters most is the popular vote in the United States. Not some Electoral College stuff, you know? So who's going to be the brave out there among the congressmen and the senators who would say, let's change this. Let the will of the people really speak out, because it's the people, we the people, who are more important than those of them who preside over us and make the laws. They're doing it for us. We the people. We are the people. We are number one. We should be well looked after instead of this competition that the Republicans and Democrats are embroiled in. They're so engaged in their competition, they don't care about us, we the people. They're too concerned about voting along party lines with stuff. And going back and forth, the insults, the bad words, haven't been able to get along with each other, have they? And I say, why can't we just get along, you know, Rodney King? Those are great words he spoke way back there in the 90s, you know, the LA riots. Why can't we just get along? What is wrong with you? You need some... Remember that song? I forget who sang it. We got to get smarter. We got to get stronger. We do. I recognize that each of us is a child of Mother and Father God in heaven. And some of us are brought up differently. You know, I understand that. We're shaped and molded by our parents. And sometimes the traditions of the past shape and mold us as well. Someone in the deep south, you know, a white family in Alabama with an ancestry of owning cotton plantations and slavery, it's hard to get rid of that. You know, it's kind of in their cells, you know. And they feel that they have to be that way. It's too bad. But I do see some positive changes on the horizon, my friends. Our future is looking bright, right? We are surviving, and that's the bottom line, most important thing, each and every day, one day at a time, my friends. Another thing I talked about last week was suicide. So rather than go back and talk about all that again, just check out my show from last week in the archives of BBS Radio. And a shout out to BBS Radio. Many thanks for all that they do. You are awesome. Having your own radio show, you listening out there in internet radio land. You got a few extra bucks that you can spare? Get your own radio show, man, woman. Talk about what you're passionate about, like what I talk about. Hey, you can even talk about things like women's high-heeled shoes. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, I'm just joking, but. And I know what says in the Bible, thou shalt not judge, or ye will be judged. Well, here I am. Go ahead and judge me. I'm here by my lonesome. You want to jump me? That's okay. I don't hear anything. I'm looking around. We're good? Thank you. All right. I'll carry on. So heaven. Let's talk about heaven. Over the last week, I've been looking at a lot of videos. Besides the 100-meter, 200-meter videos of the past, I just love to see them run. Usain Bolt, he was my hero, man, woman. Usain Bolt is the man. Woo! He won the 100-meter, 200-meter, and 4x100-meter relay in the last three Olympics, 2008, 12, and 16. No one probably be able to do that ever again. Now, what's really sad is that he competed in the 2017 World Championships and lost. Well, he got third place. That's like losing, right? The bronze medal isn't the same as the gold medal. So who they got now? Who is going to take his place as the best sprinter? Now, I know I'm shifting subjects here. That's what I do. I'll get to heaven here in just a minute. The best sprinters right now are Noah Lyles, Christian Coleman. You can't rule out Justin Gatlin, too. In Tokyo. They are awesome. I don't think the Jamaicans will compete in the near future because they've lost Bolt. And Johan Blake, he's pretty much over the hill, I think. But Noah Lyles, watch for him. I think he's got, if anybody can break any of Bolt's records, Noah Lyles can. He is awesome. Shout out to him. Noah Lyles, you are awesome, brother. Love you. I love those socks, and he wears those high socks. Hey. Hey. Noah Lyles. High socks. Also, Allison Felix. She wears compression socks, too. And she's been winning those 200-meter races, 100-meter races. Compression socks do work. Yeah. Or I like the ones like I'm wearing right now. White socks. Halfway up my legs, up my thighs. So anyway, so I've been checking out these videos on YouTube, near-death experiences, people that have met God, gone to heaven. And it's always good to talk about things that we're going to be experiencing in the future, you know, in preparation for when we get there. Because we will all be there one day, looking back on these times. And, hey, do you remember back in those times, COVID? Yeah, I mean, we're going to be communicating, man. It'll be on a telepathic level. I don't know exactly. From what I read about people that have been to heaven, the communication is on a telepathic level. It's more than that. It involves emotion. It involves instantaneous, intent communication. It's a great way, probably a more efficient way than talking with our tongues, you know, in our larynx. So you, my fellow co-creator gods in the making out there, you are like God. You are God. If you can die, I know some people think they're immortal, right? But if you can die, I mean, logically, then you're a God in the making. It's true. You were born into this world. You're going to die. I'm going to die one day, hopefully, at a distant time in the future. We're going to go to that land of the spirits. And our spirits are transparent, translucent, with a white, milky kind of color. that resemble our physical bodies, characteristics-wise. And we're going to have a robot that's going to be white. And the pure white it is means the more holy life you lived on Earth, how much you developed spiritually. It's going to be great. Heaven is such a busy, busy place. Does that shock you? From what I've learned from other people, books I've read, other people watching these videos, heaven is a really busy place. So you might have an appointment with Mother and Father God, and their light will be so brilliant, powerful, shining, glorious all over you, so strong that you might not be able to stand up in the presence of the Mother and Father God, and Jesus too. You might have to get down prostrate on the ground and barely be able to look up at the light to see the feet of God, Mother God, Father God. Can't see much else. Oh my God, this light is so powerful, I can barely stand it. But if you're well spiritually developed and you get there and you stand in the presence of your Creator, your Mother and Father God, and you'll say, have you been busy? And they'll look at you and they'll start laughing. Are you kidding? They are so busy. Just think of all the prayers that are coming their way. Even if you believe in just the Father God, right? Which again, I mean, we're children of God, right? You can't, there's no other explanation for it. Otherwise, who are we? Can't answer that. Can't answer that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Mother and Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy glorious and brilliant self. That's the way it should start. But in the male-dominated society of the past, what do you expect? Right? I'm for women's rights. Equality. We're still fighting for equality. Mother God, she is so beautiful. So intelligent. So loving. It's logical. And think about it. Father God, you know, Father God has his desires also. He's a man. He was a man on the many lives he lived on planets like this, other planets throughout our galaxy and maybe other galaxies out there. Oh, just imagine how many there are. When you get to heaven, besides all the good times that you have when you're there, ultimately you will make a decision to reincarnate on a world somewhere. It could be within the Milky Way galaxy, or it could be in another galaxy, hundreds of thousands of light years away. There's so much to choose from, and it's all being run, orchestrated, organized by the co-creator gods that are out there and the supreme creator. All of this world, all of the other worlds out there, in the evening sky. And, you know, just because we can't see the stars in the daytime because of the sun and the atmosphere, it doesn't mean they're not out there. Now, there's faith for you. Knowing that they're out there, consider that to build your faith, my friends. The stars are out there even in the daytime. It's just that you can't see them. But you know they're there, right? That's a faith builder. So you could reincarnate on a planet in a solar system of the Andromeda galaxy. A planet like this, Earth-like, where the civilization may be a level 4, from 1 to 9, whereas 1, us, like here on Earth, is the least developed spiritually, the least evolved, lots of war and killing, and then maybe a planet 9, category 9, is closest thing to heaven, closest thing to like the sun, the spirit world. Category 9 planet is so beautiful. The colors are so intense, like in heaven. the water, the air is pristine, pure. There's no pollution, of course. Animals don't eat each other, my friends, on a Category 9 planet. Hi. Hello. So, who are you? Who are you? I really want to know, out there listening to my show, in Internet Radio Land. Again, thanks to DBS Radio for helping make the world a better place. I'm tuning in to some of these other shows. People are awesome, brilliant, so intelligent. Keep up the good work, my friends. You're helping to make the world a better place, and if you're not helping to make the world a better place, you're wrong. You're wrong, and you know it. So I have a shout-out, also a shout-out, my son Bryce in L.A. He just got back from Ohio. He was up there for 30 days. He works for Warner Brothers. He's trying to be an actor. He's looking for a commercial gig. You know, they'd be, we were talking today about it. Hyundai, you know, Hyundai's a good car. He was talking about maybe driving a Hyundai Santa Fe in a commercial. Mother and Father God, if you can make that happen for Bryce, that would be wonderful. Please help him get a good national commercial. That'd be, cause that can break you right into the scene, you know, and the movie's about ready to start up again. I hope. So Bryce was up there for 30 days, and then he's back in Burbank. My son lives with this woman in Burbank in this apartment. She leases, rents the apartment to him. You know who this woman is? She's his manager. But you know who she is? She was the aunt, A-U-N-T, in Home Alone 1 and 2. Terry Snell is her name. And she's a great woman. God bless her. Anyway, so Bryce has got a real bona fide movie star as his manager. And Warner Brothers, many kudos to them. And God bless Warner Brothers because they've been paying their employees throughout all of this COVID-19 pandemic. Some of them have been working a few hours, but they're still getting their full wages, you know. Not many people do that. Disney has stopped paying theirs. They stopped paying theirs a while back. But many thanks to Warner Brothers. I'll keep them in my prayers. They're good people, you know. They make good movies, too. Warner Brothers. Kudos to Warner Brothers. Thank you, Warner Brothers. So how am I doing on time? I guess my friend Roman didn't call in. It is 6:50. Wow. Time has flown by. 6:51. So heaven, going back to heaven. Oh, you know, it's like a planet, for one thing, my friends. It's the sun. But when you look in there with spirit eyes, you know, imagine you're in your spirit. I can talk like this because you never know the good Lord is going to take you away tomorrow, you know. One of the songs I sang today was Dream On by Aerosmith. I still can't get that last part, you know, when Steven Tyler hits that high note. But I've got my own spin on it. It sounds pretty good. But anyway, sing with me. Sing for the laughter. Sing for the tears. Sing with me. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away. Sing with me. Sing for the years. Sing for the laughter. Sing for the tears. Sing with me. It's just for today. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away. So it could take me away, good Lord, Mother and Father God. Take you away. Take your friend away. Take anybody away. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So it behooves us to prepare ourselves now for where we're going to go. Because you can't really explain this existence. You know you were born in this world. Born into. You don't remember. We don't remember when we were born. You know, there's a lot of noise pollution. I heard a car over in the distance. Kind of drown me out. These really noisy cars, you know, with the loud exhaust. Motorcycles can be like that too. But don't you believe, my friends, that noise pollution isn't real? It is. You might say, oh, I get used to it. No, you don't. Don't get used to it. That noise bothers you. It bothers your spirit. It vibrates your your inner spirit, your spirit. I mean, and then we get jets flying overhead from Lackland Air Force Base. And the engines of those jets are so noisy, loud. Oh, my God. And if you get behind one, like when it's about to take off, I mean, you better have some ear protection on. That's the world we live in. But you know what? No one can tell me, and I know better because I've done a lot of research. I know the U.S. government has anti-gravity technology, which is the future. Electromagnetic anti-gravity technology. We could be using that now. Just think with all the forest fires that we've had. Millions of acres burnt, lost, houses burned down, animals killed, people killed. All we need to do is devise something that a container that would hold billions of gallons of water. And just like they built the pyramids in Egypt with that anti-gravity technology. You fire a beam and it propagates throughout the whole container. You can lift it up and you can direct it in whatever direction you want it to go. Lift it high in a distance above a fire, a forest fire, drop those millions of gallons of water, that fire will go out. That's the future. And the U.S. government has that technology, I know, but it's very classified because they're worried about other countries getting a hold of it. Right? Is it truthful or not? Let the truth ring out and the banners fly, my friends. So, my time is just about over here. I'm getting hungry. Got to take the dogs out tonight. We go to Lackland, about 6 miles from here. But we won't go till maybe about 8:30, just before it starts to get dark.
About 1 minute.
And then the temperature will have dropped 2 degrees. So I've been told I have about 1 minute left. My friends, thank you for listening to my show. I'll be on next week. I don't know what happened to Ramon from Santiago, Chile. Maybe he couldn't use the toll-free number there. But I'll find out. I'll get a hold of him on Facebook. Maybe he'll be a guest next week. So in the meantime, I hope you have an enjoyable week. And I'll be talking to you next Saturday. Continue to listen to BBS Radio. They're the bomb. They're great. They're awesome. I love you. And may God bless us, everyone. And protect us, too. Please, Mother and Father God. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.